It's 6 days until Passover. Jesus and the disciples are at the home of Lazarus and Martha and Mary, and the family is throwing a dinner party for Jesus. Now, this is no ordinary dinner party. Presumably, in some small way, this little family is trying to thank Jesus for resurrecting Lazarus from the dead. You know, like you do. Lazarus, as head of the household, is at table with Jesus, entertaining Jesus and the disciples. Martha, of course, is busy being Martha. Martha is serving and fussing and making sure that everyone has what they need. And then there's Mary. While Lazarus is talking and Martha is serving, Mary gives Jesus a gift. Mary literally lavishes the feet of Jesus with unbelievably expensive perfume and wipes Jesus' feet with her hair. This gift is excessive. This gift is exorbitant. This gift is extravagant. In every sense of the word, this gift is extra. The gift is so much that the gift is unseemly. But the words that we use to describe such a gift, excessive, exorbitant, extravagant, point to something else. Extravagant means literally to wander outside. And exorbitant, to be outside your orbit, means nothing more than to get off track. According to common wisdom, Mary has lost her way. Mary is off track. She's wandered from the path. And yet, this extraordinary gift, extraordinary, of course, literally meaning outside the ordinary, was the right thing to do. But how does Mary always know the right thing to do? How does Mary always seem to know? In the Gospel of Luke, we see Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus when she ought to be up and helping her sister Martha. Mary chooses the unlikely way for a woman of her time. Mary has wandered off track. And yet Jesus tells her that this is the better way. And here in the Gospel of John, less than a week before Jesus' brutal death, Jesus replies to Judas's rebuttal, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial." How does Mary know that although this gift is sheer extravagance, she is anointing Jesus for his death? Perhaps Mary didn't know. Perhaps Mary was only really trying to say thank you for restoring Lazarus to life. But Mary's timing is impeccable. Mary has chosen again to veer from the realm of the ordinary into the realm of the extraordinary. With her extravagant gift, Mary walks off the beaten path into the realm of the holy. There's a childlike trust that's necessary for this sort of spiritual off-roading that is just plain old difficult for adults. Adulthood implies that there are expectations that must be met. Some of these expectations are exterior, being a good friend and citizen, parenting and or taking care of our own parents, the demands of work and housekeeping. Some of the expectations are interior. We have our own self-imposed goals for our career, for our finances, for our lives and relationships that push us along towards success. But what starts as a routine, a helpful rhythm of life, over time becomes ossified into our whole life. We wake up, check the phone, get ready, get to work, come home tired. Take care of laundry and food and kids or the dog or the spouse. Go to sleep and repeat. Over time, because of exhaustion and the force of sheer habit, the thought of varying from this problem, from this pattern, this track, this orbit that we make for ourselves seems too much to bear. And yet, Mary's witness calls us to be exorbitant, to go off track. Once upon a time, when we were children, we were quite good at getting off track. We all asked our parents and teachers endless refrains of why. We wondered at the leaves unfurling on the trees. We all, being so close to the ground, stopped and picked up shiny pebbles or bottle caps like magpies. We stomped in puddles and shrieked with joy and lost our breath in the leap at the top of the swing when the chains buckle. In other words, when we were kids, we knew how to be holy. And if you're a Lazarus or a Martha like me, you grow up and forget the holiness that surrounds us at every turn. We grow up and plan and set goals and follow the rules, and none of these things are bad things. Being a mature adult is wonderful. But over time, we forget how to see the world differently. How to veer from the everyday into the extravagant. Annie Dillard writes, "How you spend your days is how you spend your life." And if we never wander from our beaten path, we'll miss the beauty and the joy and the holiness that surrounds us on every side. And finding everyday holiness isn't just important because beauty and joy call us to be present with God. No, they're important because when we learn each day to veer off our track and interact with the world in small ways, what we're really practicing is how to be ready to veer off our track when God calls us to do something in a big way. Like when God calls us to change careers in midlife, or when God calls us to radically open ourselves to the needs of others, or when God calls us to do something totally excessive, totally exorbitant, totally extravagant. Mary's divergent witness calls us to walk towards the holy, to walk towards Jesus each day in ways large and small. But as Mary knows, this walk towards Jesus is not without risk. When Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, she angered and alienated her sister Martha. When Mary broke open the bottle of pure perfume, she was attacked by Judas. And Mary's extravagant gift literally cost her dearly. To follow Jesus on the path of the holy is to risk wealth and relationships. But what could be more precious than to delight in the divine? Or what could be more precious than loving with your whole heart and your whole self and with every fiber of your strength and your being? What could be more precious than being fully that person that God created you to be? There's been a lot of magic school bus happening in my house lately. In every episode, Miss Frizzle, the magical elementary school teacher, tells the kids, "Take chances, make mistakes, and get messy." Miss Frizzle, of course, is talking to a classroom full of kids who are learning about science. But this is good advice for those of us who don't often stray from the paths we've set for ourselves. God longs for us to foray into the wilds that surround our domesticated life, to take chances on doing that which may cost us dearly, to be willing to love so much as to be willing to make mistakes and get messy, knowing that this is where holiness resides. God longs for us to be extravagant. Amen.